What they can't see will change the game forever.
This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Thursday, April 1st, with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason. The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
This week, the head of household and all their powers will be invisible.
Welcome to this week's podcast. I've never seen this twist before, and is it ever creating panic in the house?
The mood in the house is paranoia. Basically, everybody but me is a suspect.
So the house guests don't know who won the Invisible HOH, but the viewers do. Victoria won, and is she ever doing an unexpected job with it?
Yeah, and I kind of love the fact that it subverted your expectations, because it seems that the obvious choice would be to go after the triangle. But Victoria's making a neat move. Yeah, something that's probably going to work better for her in the long run, but might not be the choice that other people would have made.
I'm a big fan of this game. I got to give Canada what they want. And that might be to separate you and Ty. This invisible HOH is made for something like this.
If it were me, I definitely would have taken a shot at Ty, Jed, and Beth. But honestly, after listening to her reasons why she wanted to go after Austin and Brayden, and I started thinking about it more, I was like, you know, I think she kind of has a point, right? Because she has somewhat of a relationship with Ty and Jed. There's no reason to think that they're going after her right now. Like, there's other people to go after. And if she leaves them in the house, then people are going to go after them before they go after her, right?
For sure.
So it's really neat how she's playing it. And this is her second head of household. We're sitting here talking about, like, man, she's making some pretty smart moves.
This is an insane power.
You got to wonder, though, these are two extremely strong characters, Ty and Jed. Will there be another opportunity? Because, you know, they're not taking her to final three because they're obviously aligned with Beth. And, you know, they're not going to take her as the final two, probably. So you think this would be her one chance to get the two biggest power players out of the house.
Who could it be?
I don't know who it could be. If I was HOH, I wouldn't have been this smart.
No, me either.
Well, I think the clever thing that she's doing is she's really framing Ty and Jed. She's making it look like it's their nominations, because for anyone else in the house, it should be Ty and Jed. The fact that it isn't is suspicious to everyone else.
Yeah.
So making it look like it's them, putting herself on slop, that's all kind of a move to shift the focus to them. And going into next week, people are going to be looking to take a shot there rather than at her.
I am so good at this game.
If everything keeps going according to plan, it's yet another head of household that she has where she does the job that she wants to do and positions herself to fade into the background after.
Yep.
And this is something that we don't normally see in Big Brother. Usually it's like you get somebody's friend out, they come at you hard because they're so mad at you. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, how could you do this? Because, like, you know, we all know it's a game, but when you're locked in that house, like, it's hard not to take things personally, right? Kiefer and Vic are both playing extremely methodical games, and I'm very, very impressed. Rohan kept talking about how he's playing the game personally, but it's like, obviously, they don't see the diary room stuff.
Kiefer is playing a very personal and emotional game. He's not playing this game with his head.
Remember Paris's game? She spent the whole game being underestimated and then ultimately won.
The winner of Big Brother Canada Season 6, Paris!
Thank you for 69 days! Oh my God!
Did Victoria ever tell Kiefer that she was the secret HOH?
She did, but then was like, no, just kidding.
You're safe this week.
V, don't me.
Don't tell anyone, okay?
I was close. I almost won.
You didn't win. What the
It was a great scene. It really was.
Yeah, and it's interesting that when the have-not selects came out, that's when Kiefer was like, it's definitely you. And she still didn't confirm it, but it's almost like a bit of an open secret.
For me, when she put herself on slop, I was sitting there, I was like, oh, that's brilliant. She's got the slot pass, so she can just use it. But then, like, she's in the diary room, like, and I have a slot pass, but I'm not going to do it because they don't know I have it. And who puts themselves on slot for 2 weeks? And I was like, oh, man.
Sorry to everyone I put on slot. but this is a strategic move to try and pin this on the trio, Jed, Ty, and Beth. I won the slot pass, but I cannot use it this week. I need to sell that I'm not the invisible HOH, and by using the slot pass, that kind of defeats putting myself up. Hopefully that takes some heat off of me.
That's the kind of forward thinking where you're just like, she's thinking weeks ahead here. Like, that was, I couldn't get over it. I was so, my jaw was on the floor. It's like, I don't think I've seen anyone do that.
Even Austin of the Ball Pit was saying, like, I would never put myself on slop for two straight weeks. You know, she's like, why would I do this to myself? So that's the same, you know, throwing it up, throwing people off the scent.
Genius gameplay.
Yeah, it was really, really smart.
Do you guys put yourself on slop?
Are you dumb?
Did you see me?
I literally argued with you yesterday about it. I said, what point would it do to me?
Jed, to be 100% honest, if I won this, I would literally put the four people who haven't been on slop on slop.
Right.
That's good. You know, let's talk about some smart gameplay. I'm looking at Tara and Tina, and they seem to be our season's floaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they've kind of, I don't think it was intentional. I think it was just kind of happened. Because like Tina earlier in the season was, she was with the Sunsetters. And then she rightly was like, this isn't really an alliance to me. This is just people dictating votes to me because they need me as a number. I loved the conversation between the two of them when Tara was talking about the dishwasher.
The dishwasher kills me. Oh, every time someone opens it and puts a dirty flat. One in while it's
Do
like,
they not realize they stand upright?
The half crust of bread in the jam, like how? I love that scene, but as far as a gameplay perspective, I think they're the unintentional floaters right now.
They do always seem to, every week, whatever vote it is, they're the ones who are always debating the flip. You know, they're always the ones that are trying to do a last day rally.
They know they're in the middle and they know that they're the swing votes.
Today on Tina and Tara.
Personally, I was surprised when Tina took the letter from home.
Like, she definitely must feel safe on either end of the spectrum to be able to make that choice in the middle of what would have been probably the most powerful move of the season.
I wondered about that.
Well, I think it was like, it's a calculated risk, right? Because she knew that she was the furthest off from the number and not really anybody's target right now. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Right.
Can we talk about how Big Brother Canada throws the best parties? I love the party scenes in this show.
It is so much fun to watch them cut loose, relax, and, you know, get to know each other. Jason, what were your favorite Big Brother Canada parties?
What is going on?
Not red wine!
Back in season two with...
That party was epic.
Yeah.
It was the two East Coasters. And yeah. And I was just like, I just want to be at an East Coast party right now. These people know how to have a good time.
They were so funny, right? And then they had to drink and then pretend they weren't drinking.
Yeah, and they had to do it for so long without getting caught. And then if they were successful, then everybody gets the party. And it's like, it's just...
Oh, me, be careful!
It's actually one thing that we don't ever talk about it, but I always feel like we need to give props to it, is the editing and the sound editing on Big Brother Canada for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, you'll just see somebody, like, staring blankly, and then they'll put, like, crickets or something. Yeah. Or just something really, really simple like that. It just, I don't know. It's really great.
Yeah, or Victoria giving a little sneaky wink to the thing and you get a little ding.
Yeah. It's those little touches that just make it, it just elevates it to like a whole other level. And we never really talk about it because like there's so much good gameplay happening.
My mind is blown. This invisible HOH couldn't come at a more crucial time in this game.
Can't wait to see what happens tonight, guys. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll
see you next week.
Yeah.
All new Big Brother Canada live eviction tonight on Global. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.